Trumas per gimel mishnah beis nafla achas mihem l'toy chachulin. If one of them falls into chulin, this is a continuation of the previous mishnah. So one of these things that we're misupik about, we didn't know if the first thing that he gave to the kohen that became spoiled, we don't know when it became spoiled, so he had to take off truma twice. So if the first one falls into chulin, ein midamatan, it does not become midduma because it's a suffik. And we just go by rov, and rov of it's not truma. We don't have to be machmir. By the way, the lashon of midduma comes from the lashon, it's not demai, because demai is, like the Rav says in demai, domai, and it's with an aleph. Midduma is from a lashon of dema, melayascha v'dimascha. And that we're going to see later is talking about truma. And similarly, the Mishnah continues, Nafla shniya l'makum acher einem midamatan. And also, if the second one that you were misspoke about, when you took off truma the second time on the rest of it, if that would fall into something that's chulin, also einem midamatan, it does not become miduma. However, Naflu shtein l'makum echad, if both of these fell into one, so now you certainly have one of them that's the real truma, and it fell into chulin, midamois kiktana shebishtein. So now it does become a duma because you certainly have one of them is truma for sure. But which one is truma? So here too, it would be the smaller of the two, which would have been the second one that you took. Meaning that to try to figure out, is this meduma or not? Because we know that meduma, you need less than 100 of chulin versus the one of truma. So when you figure that out, the calculation would be with the smaller one. And on the smaller one, it's easy to be mevatel the smaller one, because since it's a smaller amount, so for example, if you have wine, where the amount of the wine is 100 against the smaller amount, then it's not meduma.